Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out what Brian Snicker had to say about stepping away. Full interviews on the way coming up. Also, we get to our official picks for the weekend before the top of the hour, next hour, around 3:40. We'll get to that. Mike, as we continue to move along today on a Friday, thanks to BMAC for stopping by the way. If you missed that interview, it's online as well, Odyssey.com, talking about all the things going on around the NFL, and we will continue that. You said you wanted to give a big shout-out to
Real quick. Yesterday, man, by the way, getting out of the city, I belly-ached about that Juniper traffic since they took Juniper down from four lanes then to three lanes and now down to two lanes.
Is it done yet?
Well, you could say it's done in more ways than one. Anyone who drives it is cooked.
Gotcha.
Because you can't, if somebody makes a turn, it's one lane. It's a big blank show. But anyway, once I got on the interstate, whoop, full stop, down around south of the airport. So basically, it's just inching along. I want to give a shout out to Alan, big listener, works for Delta.
Oh, what's up, Alan?
And he just got on the highway. He goes, the one time I don't check Waze.
No doubt.
So it's almost like I was, you ever meet like your own like doppelganger? Like it's like, wow, this guy's kind of like rocking like me. He was in a BMW convertible and he music playing. And as we're going back and forth, then he looks over and he does a double take and he goes, wait a minute. Mike Bell? I go, hey, man. He goes, yeah, I love the show, man. My kids listen.
Awesome.
So I'm like, hey, that's great. So I want to say his kids go to Noonan High School. But anyway, a big shout out. But I was laughing because it was like, man, this guy's upset about the traffic, trying to practice anger management, rocking out in a ragtop, and is a big listener of the entire station. Loves Andy Randy, good. Steakhouse, morning shift as well.
And he's right about Waze. Now it's such a habit, whatever map system you use. Like, if you don't look and you just get on the road, you're cheating yourself.
Because if you work at the airport, you know all the back ways.
That's
right. But once you get south of a certain point, you're just dead locked on 85. There's nowhere to go.
And what's funny about that, Mike, is there have been times where I'm like, why has he got me going this way? I'm going to go my regular way. And it's got you going that way, you idiot, because there's an accident, and it's trying to detour you to get you there faster. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that turn. I'm going to go my regular way, and I get caught up in traffic.
If you had, like, a GPS, like a pinpoint on me on a map, I would have looked like a zigzag paperclip because I went over to Georgia Tech. I went down by
trying to avoid it.
Where McCamish is. I came down on North. No, made no difference. Made no difference. Mm. So from 14th to 10th through the Tech campus, just forget it. Just smoke them if you got them, as we say. A weed report, by the way, is up from today's traffic commute on the way in.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Now, you keep telling me the South Side is that untapped territory. Why haven't they expanded the roads down there?
Well, if you, for instance, you go home where you live,
yes.
And if there's a jam up on 75, you got Cobb Parkway. Now, it might take time as well.
I could go 285.
Shoot over to 400.
There's many ways,
There's lots of surface streets. You're going now east, not as many options, but certainly going south. It's 85, and that's it. You get the South Fulton Parkway, but by the time you're just better off to sit there and be stuck
than to
go and try to find the alternate route.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have, and I've learned by doing, and it's just not worth it. So I just enjoy, and if somebody is blazing around me, I'll just pick up that secondhand smoke. You kids don't try that. It's a gateway drug. But anyway, but enough about my commute. Hopefully Friday it's a little bit easier today for everybody.
Let's hope so. Big football weekend. No Falcons this weekend, but again, lots of great college football. Dogs taking on Kentucky. More on that in the Dog Report coming up. And want to remind you, with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to check out our buddy Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long, and he covers the international soccer scene as well. Guys, it's brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day-Day, let's get to 4th and 1. So nobody likes ties. We're Americans. All right? We don't like ties. We like wins or losses. So last night, in the back of his mind, Sean McVay's thinking about the Cowboy game that happened just a few days ago. And he's like, game ended in a tie. We got a chance to win this. And now, Mike, he's killing himself for attempting to win this football game. I want you to hear what he said about looking back at this situation. Remember, you know, again, this game comes down to the wire. And Mike said it. Rams should have finished this game if it wasn't for Kyren Williams fumbling.
Right. Yeah. I saw that this morning on NFL Network.
Like, poor.
It's on me. I own that. But yeah, I mean, look, they're going to win that game most likely, you know, because it would have been a 4-point win with the touchdown, 4-point lead, I should say. But you know, as we said, credit to Mac Jones, who executed 300 yards. You know, guys you're not even familiar with catching the football. Huge usage rate for Christian McCaffrey, because you have to.
Yep.
Because you got nobody else. 30 touches for him. A lot of hits, you know. But that's always a concern, the wear and tear when it comes to Mac. But who else are you going to turn to?
They don't have anybody. Mike, and here's what's funny. The fourth down call is the same thing we've been contemplating about the dogs. It's not that you don't go for it. It's the play call. Here's McVay discussing that even further.
Hey, man, Sean, stop beating yourself up, man. Go home to that incredibly super hot wife of yours. By the way, a lot of folks commenting out of Muncie. My buddy Muncie was at the game, and he's like, you're not going to believe this. He goes, it's like 90% 49ers fans in SoFi.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did you see it on TV last night? It was insane.
Levi South, I think that's what they call it.
And I know that, you know, it's tough because the Rams were in Anaheim back in the day. They go to St. Louis. They come back. Chargers, I mean, other than their fans who drive up from San Diego, it's like – the NFL for years, you finally bring football back to L.A., and it's just a giant – you think we're going to look bad against Buffalo? Nothing is as bad as what it looked like last night. And the other thing, Al Michaels. I don't know how much you heard of it. I'm a big Al Michaels supporter. You know, much of my adult and childhood as a sports fan, it's Al Michaels. It seemed like at times he could have cared less last night. I don't know if he just doesn't have juice with Herbstreit, or if he was maybe somebody else was there, could maybe push some buttons to bring something out of him. But Al was
sound engaged.
Al just didn't sound like he was in the building last night with some of the plays and missing some of the spots, and yeah, it wasn't great. Huh. I got to admit, I've defended him against a lot of people who feel that he's lost his fastball.
Yeah. I do agree with you when people say, well, what would you do? Look, I do enjoy their pre-half and post-game show. It's fun.
It's not a knock on Herbstreit. He prepares for the NFL. He knows football. Obviously, it's not a different sport. But you just associate him with college, like Fowler. That's why I don't see Fowler on those other alternate double Monday Night Football games. But I just thought if you had Ryan Fitzpatrick and leverage, Richard Sherman might be something that could, you know, be even better than that smaller role he's got in the pregame. Let him and Al riff and get a little crazy and have some fun. It just kind of just sits there. It just does.
All right, one other thing from last night's game, and then we're going to let you hear from A.J. Brown, because everybody's wondering if he's checked out. It's Dukes and Bell. It is our 4th-and-1 segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's Kyle Shanahan talking about the performance of Mac Jones last night. Yeah, look, and you talk about just getting beat up. I mean, it was a play last night where he stands up and his butt pad is out. It's like opposite, hanging out of his pants. He just looked like a guy that got clobbered. And when we thought he was going to be injured for maybe the game, then he gets up off the field and jogs off, and you're like, whoa, what's going on? He showed a lot of toughness that was last night in that win. Mike, what do you think about A.J. Brown? Is he going to get the ball this week as the Eagles take on, I think, a very good defense in the Denver Broncos?
No, because if you look at it statistically, you know, it's almost identical to what was happening last year when the whole kind of soap opera last year developed a little bit later in the season. But because Saquon Barkley was on such a heater, you don't mess with a good thing. But it is, and I said this to Carl the other day, if you're Jeffrey Lurie, hey, Howie Roseman, why am I paying this guy $32 million to be the world's most expensive decoy per season? But Devontae Smith has benefited, but only slightly. He's only got 17 receptions to A.J. Brown's 14.
That's right.
So, I mean, I know that the Jalen Hurts haters will always say, this guy throws it like at a ridiculously low, like 1970s NFL rate. But when you got Saquon Barkley and you got all the other weapons and your defense is lights out, why mess with it? But yeah, at some point, I don't think you could argue if you're A.J. Brown with being unhappy. Only one touchdown, 14 receptions, 28 targets. And some of these games, like, he's not existent. For fantasy owners, you know, forget it. You got to bench him. Hmm. Or is this the week, the law of averages, like me? I was a dodo. I thought, you know, the Falcons look so just awful. A very unused phrase.
It is.
Nitwit, dodo. You know, well, there's other words that Chipper called me, but we'll leave that out of this today. But, yeah, I just felt that, I thought, is Drake really 100%? Is he going to get right? So I sat him, and he blows up.
He did.
Trust the guys you draft. If you drafted them in the top two rounds,
you got to trust him.
I think you just got to eat it and hope that there's a concerted effort that A.J. Brown gets involved. But don't bank on it.
He was talking about the frustrations. This is A.J. Brown. So for those who missed it, A.J. Brown posted a cryptic Bible verse on Twitter last week after the game. Low usage. That's what Mike's talking about, right? He did apologize, but he also downplayed it. Here's what he said about the post.
But don't be cryptic, Joe, because people want to, they want the translation. What's it all about?
But say that, Mike. Say, hey, there's nothing wrong. This is a Bible verse. And by the way, you could use this in this context or however you might want to use it. When you put it out there just randomly, people automatically assume you're talking about your team or your situation.
So last year he was reading a book. The book became a bestseller. It was a self-help book.
True.
I'm curious, because it could be like Oprah's book club, AJ's book club, wherever he decides to pick up on the sideline. Hey, we mentioned fantasy football implications. If you're a Brock Bowers owner, you may know by now, limited in Wednesday's practice. Did not practice yesterday out in Vegas. They're taking on the Colts. So perhaps Brock Bowers with a knee injury, production has been down a little bit because of it.
Yeah.
So it might be time to just keep an eye on it on the injury reports on Sunday. But it sounds like Brock Bowers is going to get a rest against Indy.
Well, he's not been 100%, but he makes them so much better just being out there. And they don't have a whole lot of weapons to begin with. We're talking about the Raiders. So that is something that we'll keep an eye on as far as fantasy is concerned. And by the way, the injuries that are hitting the NFL, you got a lot of injuries that are affecting these games, man. We said this about the Falcons as we wrap up 4th-and-1. Good bye week, ironically. When we got this, when the schedule came out, we were like, week 5. Actually, I think it's working out for us.
Right. Now, Buffalo, we'll have all next week to talk about how we prepare, and we'll have a special show, guys, on Monday for Monday Night Football. Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
We're going to be working a little bit earlier in the day. But, the injuries are mounting up. We're hoping to get Darnell Mooney 100%. He hasn't been right. We just saw Drake get right, and boy, was he. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett telling the media up in Cleveland, you'd have to kill me to keep me off the field. He was out of practice on Wednesday with an ankle, but they'll be taking on the Vikes in London. That's the early game, by the way. Don't forget, for you fantasy owners, hit your roster. I don't know, how you feeling about Carson Wentz and the Vikings right now.
Yeah, I like the Vikings defense. Matter of fact, I like them so much that might be one of my picks.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. Picks on the way in about 20 minutes. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game. It's the Falcon Flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcon Flyover, guys, immediately following Falcon games this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, what are you looking for in our new manager? We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just saw something sad.
What's that?
I was looking at Channel 2 on our website. Ponce is closing.
Is it?
You see that, Day-Day? Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, it's been open 33 years. When I used to live in Midtown, that was like one of my go-tos, man.
No doubt.
That's a buzzkill. Yeah, the owner of Eats announced their last day will be October 18th over on Potts. Just some good quality stuff over there every year, man. No frills, good food.
Great pasta, man.
No doubt.
Great pasta.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, like, I know it feels like the pandemic was like 45 years ago. It wasn't, but it feels that way. And when that happened, Mike, we saw a bunch of restaurants around town obviously go under because of the circumstances. And then when things reopened and, you know, got going, they couldn't get the help they needed. But that, man, that's a spot.
There were some break-ins down there. Place got vandalized. They said that didn't have to. It's not because of that, but they were banged up earlier this year. So earlier this week, I should say. I don't know, man. It's a buzzkill when you see some of your classic spots around town closing up, like we saw with Taco Mac, in Midtown and over there in the Highlands.
You're right. Hey, as we've been talking about Brian Snicker stepping away, he is retiring and obviously going to have an advisory role with the Braves. One of the things, well, before we get to this, we need to address something else, okay? And that something else is something that's been talked about on this show for the last few days. And that is what Mike said on social media, being, you know, reacted to by the Hall of Famer Chipper Jones, who we absolutely love and respect. But at the end of the day, I know guys were reaching out to us last night. Mike and I were talking about this amongst ourselves and saying, look, I know many of you are like, y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that. We're not doing anything. If people and, you know, whomever wants to continue to talk about the number one show in Atlanta, let them do it. But, Mike, I know we just want to address this because you're getting it, I'm getting it. Right. I can't believe he said this or that person said this. And I'm like,
I mean, because, again, we're getting stuff like he said, she said, like, Chipper. I don't know if Chipper did say or not say it. He's never been on the station. That's ridiculous. He's been on our show.
He's been on our show.
Like, twice. He's been on stage. Either way, he's disavowed us because of my take, which I thought was a reasonable take. That, you know, because, you know, it wasn't like the first thing I said when Brian Snicker announced his resignation was, he's better than Bobby Cox. You know, no, it was first, it was praising Snicker, praising his legacy, talking about 21, talking about all the things that he dealt with as a lifer in this organization. Never, I felt having the kind of lineups, you know, that other managers in baseball had. And so we did video, we did a commentary about it. And then by the third or fourth thing I put on social media, I was like, you know, I got to be honest, the more I think about it, Snicker did more with less. And I think Bobby Cox did less with more, and that was it. And somebody got that to Chipper, and he, you know, because obviously tight relationship. That's a guy that, you know, his organization, you know, drafted him. He came up through the show with him, and all those guys that played with Bobby, because Bobby is a great guy. And it wasn't saying that Bobby isn't a great guy. It wasn't saying that Bobby wasn't a great manager. Just stating what I felt was he had stronger lineups than Snicker ever had. He had stronger starting pitching than Snicker ever had. And that was, you know, at the end of the day, who am I going to compare Snicker to? A cactus? Chuck Tanner, as I said to you the other day, mm-hmm. Joe Torre. I mean, these guys had, you know, they were comparable era. They're the guys that most Braves fans identify as the skipper of the team. And so I reached out to Chipper because he started calling me names and going in. I said, we'd love to have you come on the show, talk about it. He chose not to. And so if somebody wants to go on another lesser platform and just, you know, talk trash, knock yourself out. Because as Carl said, we live rent-free in a lot of people's heads in this town. But it's a shame because I'd love to have the conversation with Chipper and try to explain to him, because I don't think it's getting through to him, that it wasn't a shot. It's just I'm talking about comparing legacies, and it got sideways. But look, I said my piece. We talked about it at length yesterday.
Yeah.
There's stuff I put up at social media if you want to read more of my takes on it, because both managers are great. Both managers, you know, I thought achieved the highest level. But when you've got the kind of resource that Bobby had, the other thing was I get that Bobby is sick. Or has not been in great health of late. And everyone saw that he's been struggling. It was great to see him out of the 95 reunion event at Truist Park. But I don't think that means there's a moratorium on mentioning Bobby and his legacy compared to Snickers, in my mind. And if you feel differently, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about the job.
Right.
Not the person.
Not the person. But some, the I guess some Braves fans, because Bobby is so iconic and to a degree a sacred cow, they can't separate the two.
All right. Wanted to address that because I know
because Chipper obviously can't.
Well, he hasn't. Many of you have been reaching out, and it's like, dude, we hear you, and I get it. And look, if you guys want to talk to him about it and you're tweeting or doing whatever you need to do and you feel comfortable with that, do it. We're not. With that said, what do we need in a manager? Because now the attention turns to what kind of manager is going to be able to do, ironically, what we're talking about, what Snit did and what Bobby Cox was able to do, Mike, and make multiple runs, not just to the playoffs, but deep in the playoffs. This team is good, man. I mean, I know this season sucked, but I am projecting that health coming back to spring training, this is going to, and I'm talking about our everyday lineup. I don't know what the pitching staff is going to look like, okay?
Right.
But our everyday lineup, we're going to be okay. And if you say, well, this is a good team, remember when Snit took this thing over, we weren't winning. He took over a 90-loss team, guys, a team that was bad, that was probably a year or so away from being good because of the young players we had, but nobody really knew. And then, boom, we took off. And he showed he was able not only to handle it, Mike, but handle the kids, handle the personality, handle the circumstances. But this is different now. And what I mean, guys, is Mike just told you that this payroll is going up because of the escalators. You need somebody to come in here who understands about winning now, not right. 3 or 4 years from now when our kids get really good. We're past that. And you've invested a lot of money already, Mike, and you're going to invest more, we hope, Alex, in pitching.
Right.
You've got to get a guy who can do this right now. And what I mean by that, Mike, does that mean you go get an experienced guy who's done it in the league?
Right, because, you know, a guy like David Ross has got a connection, and if it does have to track back to experience with the organization, he was here from 2009 to 2012. He did win a division in 2020 with the Cubbies, and catchers are generally guys who get it.
Right.
You know, they get the strategy, they got to call games. The guy that I'm a little interested in is Skip Schumacher. I know that this would be outside of the family for the Braves. And like Brian Snitker, it's not an over-reliance on analytics. He uses analytics and his gut. That's the way he's described. I read because I didn't know much about him other than, you know, surprisingly making the wild card last year. This year the team wasn't very good. But a blend of sort of old school and new school, as it says when you ask about him on AI. But he's got good player relationships. Like, he's playing for the cheapest, worst organization that just blows guys out once they get good because they'll never pay him. But it interests me because he's also 45. So you'd have a younger guy. You know, maybe relatability with these guys,
Yeah. Perhaps
with Acuna and some of the younger players. I don't know. I don't hate the idea of a Skip Schumacher, just like I wanted Jim Harbaugh over Raheem Morris. I wanted somebody with no ties to the Falcons organization. So I've got the same mindset when it comes to the Braves.
Yeah, and look, that whole we don't know where they're going to go. This is a wide net that they are casting. But they
Mark DeRosa's name's been out there.
Absolutely, but they also will have, I think, they're picking, you know, of potential candidates. And this could be somebody that you completely feel like you know, or it could be somebody that you completely have no idea about. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, do they come in and handle this situation and win? And you know what? You won't care. I won't care. They won't care if that individual is able to get this team over the hump and get us back to another World Series. Like, that's where we're at. And there's no reason to think that next season, when we get to spring training, that, again, Vegas is not talking about us being one of the top teams. I don't care who wins this year. I'm not worried about that. They know, right, under the circumstances, there was no team in the league that lost all five of their starting pitchers due to injury. So you go, wow, look at what the lineup does. What do they do to address that, Mike? And then I think the Braves will be a contender again next year. This is what I'm telling you. This is a big hire.
So this is a guy, in case you're wondering, with the Skip Schumacher, he was manager of the year, you know, back after 22, after Mattingly took off. And then he was hired by the Rangers. He basically got out, had some personal stuff, had to go straighten that out, so he wants to get back in the game.
Yeah. And the reason why, guys, remember, and this is no disrespect to Snit, I think they kind of threw Snit in there and said, we'll just see how it goes. And it went damn well.
You and I thought Snit was going to be we thought he'd be like a placeholder.
Yeah.
But anyway, Schumacher's a guy. I don't hate that idea. David Ross. I mean, then there's other guys. I mean, if you look at like who the Giants are looking at, and there's other teams, I wish some of those guys were on our list, at least what you see in the media.
No doubt. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys hitting us up about the managerial spot. And, guys, this is something that's going to be talked about until they fill the void. We don't know, Mike, what the timetable is. Some people feel, don't know if it's true, like they have their guy. Other people feel like they're looking and this is going to be an interview process. Like, we suspect interviews and you're going to go through this process. And, by the way, I don't even know if MLB really wants you to announce anything while the playoffs are going on, Mike. This may not be announced until after the World Series.
Right. Is there like a Rooney rule for baseball?
They don't want any of that news detracting away from, even though today we find out the Mets are making changes.
Right.
Did you see that? They are going to change their staff. Carlos Mendoza is staying in place. They told him to get rid of his entire staff.
Yeah, and that's and the next step is you. I think Francesa went off. No longer, right? He's no longer on our sister station, right, Francesa? But he's like, I'll tell you, dog. Gutless. The Mets, friggin' gutless. And I think he used gutless like 16 times. Buddy of mine, Rocco, sent me the video. And he's like, a gutless effort. You need one win in Miami. Gutless. The whole team, gutless. So and remember, the owner already apologized, Cohen, for their effort. And the Mets were in the catbird seat, and the wheels fell off. World's smallest violin for the Mets. But, yeah, that is interesting to see, you know, how and where the Braves go with this. But, again, I would love to see a fresh approach. Walt Weiss has been the bench coach since 2018 and, of course, played with the Bravos for 3 years, 98 to 2000.
Matt says, Dukes and Bell, come on now. You guys know ultra-conservative Braves aren't going to go outside of the family.
I know they won't. That's why I just thought I'd throw it out there.
No chance?
Well, it's kind of like how Alabama was. Remember all those years Alabama? You had to have a direct tie to Bear Bryant.
That's right.
You had to play for him. Yeah. You know, because after, remember they had, well, first they had that, they tried to go outside with Mike Price. Remember that? The credit card thing.
Yikes.
Like, hanging out with the strippers and everything.
That backfired.
You know, and it went a little bit sideways. Who was the old Texas A&M coach that was the Alabama coach back in the day? But anyway, yeah, they went for a number of shots outside the family. And then eventually they said, you know, now we'll it's got to be a tie. You know, yeah, Gene Stallings, Mike Shula, Mike DuBose.
That's right.
DuBose was there.
Those are the dark years, Mike.
Francione was the Texas A&M coach. Remember, we had him on at the Lodge in Buckhead when he took over that job trying to promote it.
Fran.
But, yeah, man, I mean, Nick Saban comes in. Obviously, the rest is history. And DeBoer, all of a sudden, you know, it's funny how Alabama fans are ready to run that guy out of town. Now they're all happy again. But some organizations, whether it's a school or a baseball team, they just don't have a comfort level. Unless the candidate sat on the front porch for years, and then they give him a shot.
I agree. Dede is getting big O on the line. We're going to get our picks here in just a second. Also want to remind
you. Orton is 6-9. It's not like we're waiting for Jimmy the Greek here.
Well, he might have some secret sauce. I mean, you never know. I mean, he might have been working on this all day. He might have hung up with us on our pre-show call and said, look, I'm going to work on this. I need some wins, just like Dukes. Right. Hey, man, want to remind you guys to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf. We've been talking about this. The Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. It's going to happen Monday, November 24th. It's literally the Monday before, obviously, Thanksgiving. Eagle Watch Golf Club up there in Woodstock. Going to have a good time, man. Now's your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com. Click on the events link. Do it now because the foursomes are going to fill up quickly. So we're telling you way in advance, but we want you to be a part of that and get it done. All right, Dede, let's do it, man. It's time for the picks of the week. What are the records? Day-Day, jump in here. Go ahead. Go ahead with the records.
You are listening live to the picks.
All right. So we'll go ahead and start at the top. I mean, I start at the bottom, then he's going to feel away.
I just don't want Carl getting in his feels.
Okay, we'll start in the middle.
Feels.
We'll start in the middle.
I mean, hypothetically, I think the worst, we always go. The worst to first. Right. I'd say the last shall be first.
All right, well, it's
good
out
enough
there.
For the Bible, Carl.
2-13, Carl bringing up the rear at 6-9.
Why you got to mention the record? Go ahead, Day-Day.
Well, how else are we going to measure you by height?
He can just mention my last place. That's all he has to say.
6-9. Oh, who's on the line? Mike Bell at 7-8, and then myself at 9-6.
All right, you want me to go first? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right.
We really need a big turnaround.
Now, remember, you and O already jumped in on one of your picks.
You already know. And if you're not familiar,
he was
go down.
You went Stephen A. on me right there.
Roof, roof, roof. All right, here's the deal. Georgia, 19.5-point favorite over Kentucky. I said this earlier, and for those who missed it, Kentucky's not that good. Offensively, they're not dynamic. Everything they do bad, Georgia does well. I think Georgia gets off to a fast start, and especially with that bad taste in their mouth last week after Alabama. I know it's a noon start. I don't care. Kirby has been stressing all week what needs to be done. Come out. They crush Kentucky. They
crush?
Crush.
Crush?
Crush. They beat Kentucky by the 19.5, and I don't even think it's going to be close. But that's me.
Real quick, I don't want to steal your thunder or your drizzle. You realize that Kirby and Georgia, 0-15-1 against the spread as double-digit favorites. And I'm just saying, brother.
Are you saying you don't trust Kirby?
Not to cover 19.
At home?
At noon.
Against this bad Kentucky team?
9-22-1 against the spread since the start of the 23 season.
Now, Kirby always says they
play I've given up on Georgia. After last week, I'm never betting Georgia again.
Well, listen, they had it last week, but then they blew it. I'm going back to the well here. I think they bounce back, and I think they cover this 19.5. Mike, the offense is going to – it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Moving on. I'm only picking one NFL game this week. NFL is kind of weird this
week. I'm in the same boat. I feel the same.
It's kind of weird. But give me Vikings to cover the 3.5 over the Browns. It is Dylan Gabriel's first start overseas. I do not believe he can rectify what is wrong with the Browns. B-Mac said it earlier, and I agree. It's a bad team right now, and they're still trying to figure things out. This is why they are doing this, and I don't believe that Dylan Gabriel's got enough to overcome a good Vikings defense, despite what Carson Wentz is going to do. I think they've got a better situation over there. Give me the Vikings to cover the 3.5. That's the only NFL game I'm going to stay with. And then, ironically, I was telling Mike Conte this. Because speaking of teams that had tough losses last week, Penn State.
No, wave off.
At home.
No, I've got this pick.
At home.
You stay away from my picks.
At home, losing to Oregon the way they did. UCLA with Nico Iamaleava is terrible. They're 0-4. Penn State by 24.5. That's what I see it as. Day-Day, this is a wrap. Give me Penn State to cover the 24.5 on the road in Cali.
But you're so cold. I want this pick to work.
What are you talking about?
I got the same pick.
Well, that's good. Then that means you'll be winning with me then. Those are my picks. Let's keep it moving. Oren, what do you got?
Shout out to y'all from up here in Chattanooga, guys. I'm up here from my high school reunion. So show by the Twin Peaks that you guys were at a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, shout out to Chattanooga, man. By the way, this is how I know my high school has made it. There is an offshore bookie that is taking action now on my high school rival game. So my high school. Yes, I kid you not. There is an offshore bookie that has put my high school. They are a 5.5-point underdog tonight against Baylor. Shout out to Macaulay. That's my high school.
All right.
So they are 5.5 points. I checked with my Tennessee high school football source, Chris Goforth. And he told me, don't ride money on the spread. But the over under is like 53.5.
Oh.
So he told me if I was to put money down, that's the one to go for, the over-under. So that's not one of my picks. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, I got it.
By the way, now, do you know your prom date's going to be at the reunion?
My prom date was nobody. I had to go to my prom. So thank you for bringing that up, Mike.
Wow, that's right.
Sad memory, yes.
I mean, we don't have the sound effects since you're not here to press it, but womp, womp.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Thank you for that very fun Saturday night. I spent in my dorm room by myself. Yeah, so my roommate wouldn't have fun.
Saturday night, loneliest night of the week.
Hey, man. You're gonna make it up with the high school reunions. And by the way,
yeah.
I'm just telling you, they get crazy. So have fun, but be safe.
Sorry for the buzzkill.
It'll be a festive group.
What's your pick?
All right. So I already got my UGA and Kentucky pick. If the dogs fail me here, I will never, ever trust Kirby Smart again.
Oh, God.
Break my heart, Kirby, and it's over. I am done with you. I am done with Georgia. I'm done with all of it. So,
as George,
that being said,
as George Bush said,
versus,
I said, as George Bush said, Mike, fool me once, fool me twice.
Exactly.
Not going to get fooled
I'm
again.
I'm going to put Kirby in the axis of evil. Kirby's going directly in the axis of evil if they don't cover this man.
Wait a minute. Folks, you don't cover the spread. Either you're with us or you're against us. Now, Kirby, it's time to nut up and cover this spread. Now, watch me hit this drive.
There it is.
All right, let's go.
I'm rolling with the Tide this weekend, man. Give me the Tide. Oh. -10.5 versus Vandy. I think they get back. They get right. And that ball game is over early.
Okay.
And finally, the Jets are winless, and they're playing the Cowboys. But they will still be winless after this week. And give me the Cowboys -1.5 on the road versus the Jets.
Now, I see it at 2.5. Is that, did it drop? Did it change? Just to
I
make sure.
I see it right now on ESPN at 1.5. Can I have it at 1.5? Is that possible?
Hold on. Wait one. I'm efforting right now. Let's go to Vegas Insider.
Let's get the consensus.
Let's just see what we got. It's gone up, my brother. It's right now it's 2.5 at MGM. Caesar's got it at 2, so we'll split the difference. Get it at 2.
We'll give it to you at 2.
I'll take it at 2, then. There it is.
All right, so Cowboys at 2. All right, Mike.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I just assumed he went to the prom. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Thanks for making his day bad.
Come on, Mike. You're up.
Hey, man.
All right. Hey, Mike. You know, just bad memories.
Oh, I thought you had hung up.
I'm still there. I thought Orin has been hung up on. Everything's on hold. Jeez.
Oh, no, he did not. Orin is still there.
You're still there.
How'd you go to a freaking military academy? What the hell?
I went to a boarding school. It was a military academy at one point,
Wow. I mean, they didn't have, like, women across the quad or something?
Would you get to your picks?
All right, man.
Now, Ted Turner went there, though.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I'm with Carl. The Carl is so ice cold, I don't know about this.
I'm about to heat up. All right. It's like NBA Jam, baby.
UCLA is just god-awful. Fired the coach. And what you said about Nico Iamaleva, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's four touchdowns, 3 picks on the season. I think Penn State explodes offensively. That defense for UCLA can't stop anyone.
Whoop.
So, again, at the Rose Bowl, there's probably be about 10,000 or more Penn State fans make that trip to SoCal.
Yep.
So, all right, Nittany Lions -24.5. Taking the over with Florida State Miami. It was 54. I've got it at 53.5.
You're going to bet your team, huh?
Over, under. Taking the over. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of points in this.
All right.
So 53?
53.5. Yeah, I mean, I love it at 53 if you give me the 53.
So let me ask you this. If that is the case,
yeah,
do they win this game late? Is that how you see this happening?
Then it becomes like a 31-24, a 31-27.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it comes to a field goal, a lot of bad history there for Florida State and the U.
Okay.
But we'll see. But I think a lot of points. I think that Carson Beck's going to have a big day. I think that the U's going to have a hard time getting touchdown Tommy on the ground. And then NFL, I'm going to go with the Colts. It looks like Brock Bowers is not going to play. Colts at home are a lot better with Daniel Jones. It's at 6.5. So if I get a touchdown, Carl, I win this bet. Raiders coming to the East Coast or at least to the Eastern time zone. So I'm going to take the Colts -6.5 over the Raiders at home. Over to the man in charge at 9-6. Day, what you got?
All right. It was a little shaky for me this week. Real quick, too, I do want to give a shout out to New Manchester High School. That's the game I'll be covering tonight for the high school scoreboard show. They're taking on South Paulding.
What's the spread on that game, Day?
Stop it. They're taking on South Paulding and looking for their first 6-0 start in program history. So looking forward to seeing if they pull that one off. All right. I went with the Bama Vandy game as well, but I went with the under 55.5. I think this is a game where Bama defensively wants to kind of, you know, to your point, Carl, I don't think they liked how they performed defensively, especially in the second half against Georgia. So I think defensively, this is a game they come out a lot stronger. So I'm going to take the under on that one. Miss State and Texas A&M. I got it this morning at 16.5. I know now that it's dropped. I believe it's either at 14 or 14.5. But I
did we check that? He got it at 16.5. Are we confirming that?
Wait, what game is
this?
It what
dropped,
game is this?
So you should be happy. I'm taking it at 16.
What
and
game
a half.
Is this again?
Miss State in Texas A&M.
Wow.
You should be happy. I'm taking it at 16.5. If it dropped to 14,
making sure no chicanery is afoot right now.
Texas A&M, good defense, man.
Yeah.
At home,
and they are. But Mississippi
State has
been playing some great. Carl brought this up last week
when they
were taking on Tennessee.
What's that?
Mississippi State.
Oh, they're playing well.
They're playing great football.
Yes, they are.
Now, so, I think they can cover that number because Texas A&M don't score a lot of points.
Yeah. Right. There you go. And then on my last one, I'm going Michigan and Nebraska. I'm taking the under on that one. Mm. I mean, Michigan State.
What channel is that one on?
Nebraska and Michigan State?
It's on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah. So,
for the Big Ten one? Okay. Just making sure.
49 is the I'm taking the under on
the
that.
The rule is you got to be able to find it on cable.
Well, then we shouldn't. That one pick
I
you had.
I was on CBS Sports Network.
It was on CBS TVA.
And I won that
D-D-D.
Bet. CBS Ocho.
Big Green in North Texas. You rolled the dice on one of the high-powered offenses.
All right.
After a rerun of The Young and the Restless.
Right. So there's our picks for the week, guys.
All right,
good
man.
Good stuff.
So the consensus is Penn State and you clowns think Georgia's going to cover 19.5.
Come on.
Guys, you got
is clown the word of the week?
Oh, wow.
As Chipper called me a talentless gas bag clown, I think that's a clown pick. I would, until
it is a dangerous pick.
It's a dangerous pick. You guys don't trust Kirby?
It's not that. Here's the thing with Kirby. Georgia's going to get up probably by about, I don't know,
18. You're saying he's not going to keep his boot on their neck?
No, he's not. He's going to grind it out.
15-1 is double-digit favorites?
He's going to get up big enough to where they get in the fourth quarter, he's going to want to grind it out after that.
9-20.
That's the danger. That's the danger.
Guys, that's the question. Can Kentucky score?
9-22-1 against the spread. I mean, that's just – and you know they want to fight in the phone booth. Kentucky wants to run the football. All right. I mean, look, hopefully Georgia does get some confidence. They blow doors. My thing is I wouldn't touch it until Kirby starts showing me he can make some numbers here at work.
I want to be clear. That is Mike and Day-Day who do not trust Kirby covering this.
All right.
Kirby, I'm patting my chest right now. I got you.
Kirby has been elite in every area except ATS.
Listen, we want to be proven wrong so that you can get your weight up.
Okay, yes. You know what? Be quiet over there.
Right.
Oren, have a great weekend. Enjoy your class reunion.
I will see you talent-lit gas bags back in studio on Tuesday. How about that?
Right.
Fair enough.
If Carl sweeps it, if he goes undefeated, he's only 8 games under 500.
Okay, you know what? See, this is what's going to happen Monday. This is, you won, but you're still out of it. Don't call it a comeback. Hey, Dog Report's on the way. We'll dive in a little bit deeper and some other things we got to talk about in the world of college football.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, no, and Snickers interview with the Steakhouse coming up at 4:20. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.